From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point.
For my theme song, like my leather black jeans on, like my by any means on, partin' I'm getting my scream on.
Hip-hop's Kanye West is on tour for his sixth solo album, and as usual, he is making waves. At his concerts, he's selling T-shirts and tote bags adorned with the Confederate flag, a preeminent black American popular artist selling and wearing the symbol of slave-holding states and white supremacy. Kanye says he is repurposing the meme, the symbol, that he owns it now, that it's his flag. Al Sharpton wants a boycott. Others say it's brilliant. This hour on Point, hard symbols, Kanye West, and the Confederate flag. You can join us on air or online where this conversation is always on. Is this symbolic judo flipping a tough icon on its head? Is this how bitter history is defanged? Has Kanye West bitten off more than he can chew? Join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at onpointradio. We're going to hear three very thoughtful people and you chew this one over carefully this hour. But first, joining me from Brooklyn is the ever thoughtful John Caramonica, pop music critic for the New York Times. He's former music editor for Vibe magazine, former writer for Rolling Stone, Spin, and more. He has spent plenty of time with and watching Kanye West. John, welcome. Thank you very much for being with us today.
What's up, Tom?
I'm just tapping into this big conversation that's going on all over the web, Twitter, you name it, about Kanye and the Confederate flag. It's not the first time that pop artists have put it out there. Now Kanye West is doing it. And people are wondering, is this just, you know, cheap publicity, attention grab? Or with Kanye West, you know him pretty well. Is this something more, something different?
Well, I mean, I think nothing Kanye does is cheap. I think that's sort of I think it's easy to look at this and say, it's a quick, almost a lazy use of a controversial symbol as a way to gin up talk around his tour. But I do think that Kanye, even though he often appears to be moving with a certain fleetness, I do think that there are ideas that are bubbling underneath the exterior, and I think that's always important to keep in mind with him.
Remind us of the tour he's in the middle of now, Yeezus, the kind of
this is the Yeezus tour,
and the flavor of this album, the sort of, you know, very grand posturing that Kanye is doing with it.
Well, I mean, I think the thematic themes, the thematic elements of this album that are most relevant to what we're talking about today, you were just playing a bit of New Slaves earlier, and when I look at what he's doing with the Confederate flag, I think about Kanye's obsession with branding, and I think about Kanye's obsession with marketing, and I think what he's in essence trying to do is rebrand the idea of slavery. He's taking this sort of very potent symbol that people identify with white supremacy and people identify with racism, and trying to recontextualize it through his lens.
What's the context now, he's giving it? In let's say, the cut, New Slaves, what's he saying?
Well, a thing that he's been talking about quite a bit is, you know, he is not, even though he is basically one of the most famous celebrities on the planet, that he's not been able to make headway in other arenas. He's not been able to make as much headway in his fashion line and in other spaces because people don't give him credit. And I think there is a truth to that he is perceived primarily as rapper-producer and kind of tabloid king, but is not necessarily taken seriously as a businessman or as someone who can head another sort of creative endeavor. So what you see on the album is him talking about that, and I think his use of the Confederate flag is a little bit of a wink to the subject matter that he talks about on the album.
Verses from New Slaves is, I know that we the new slaves, I see the blood on the leaves, a kind of old lynching tree reference there. They throw and hate at me, want me to stay at ease. Y'all can't control me. And it goes right on. He won't be controlled. He won't be the new slave. But what he's saying, that's what's out there.
And also, but I mean, you know, there's a line on the record where he says, you know, they won't, he's talking about dealing with certain companies, and he says, they won't be satisfied unless I pick the cotton myself. So he's basically saying, they want to see me as a worker. I see myself as a manager, as a head. They won't be satisfied unless I'm the worker. So he's basically saying, even though I theoretically have transcended oppression because of my celebrity, actually there are plenty of arenas in which I go in and I am not perceived as someone who runs things, I am perceived as labor.
Now, you're here to tell us it's not just a marketing ploy selling the Confederate flag on this tour. I mean, people are going to scratch their heads. Here's a guy who married Kim Kardashian, of all things, you know, and named their baby Northwest, kind of just a hair too jazzy. But this isn't just a shock. You say he is a provocateur, but he's not just winging it.
I think it's important with Kanye to understand the difference between provocation and shock, because I don't see Kanye as someone who's out to shock cheaply. I do see Kanye as someone who is unafraid of broaching difficult topics, and frankly, who's willing to go against sort of mass public opinion to put his opinion out there. But having interviewed him a bunch of times and seen him operate, it really is a single-minded focus on his perspective over what the mainstream may think. So, you know, we may sit here and say, oh, it feels shocking, but I think in his mind, he's just saying, this is the process that I'm going through. This is the life that I lead. It may be shocking because you or I or anybody else may come from a different background and may seem counterintuitive, but I don't think he's doing it to shock. Shock feels cheap to me. Provocation feels idea-driven, and that's what this sounds like to me.
Others have toyed with this symbol. Lil Jon, East Side Boys had the Confederate flag. They were photographed with it back in 01. I mean, Andre 3000 had a Confederate flag belt buckle. What about Kanye's scale as a popular artist versus those who may have sported the Confederate flag in the past, and the intentionality or ambition of what he's up to?
Well, I think it's not surprising that the first hip-hop artists to do this were Southern rap artists. You know, you talk about Lil Jon from Atlanta, Andre also from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are people who are dealing with the sort of ongoing oppression under that symbol on presumably a daily basis. Obviously, the Confederate flag has a tremendous amount of potency across the country, but much more so in the South. So it's not surprising that it started there. Kanye is also, I think, accessing a different theme. I mean, you look at all the merchandise for this tour. The merchandise is designed by an artist, his name's Wes Lang, who sort of, deals with sort of almost like heavy metal type iconography. You can almost, if you want to use a category of like white trash iconography, the Confederate flag and the other t-shirts and the things that are being sold at this tour all sort of fall under this big umbrella of what we would see as quote-unquote white trash iconography. But also, it's basically what hipsters in Williamsburg were wearing 10 to 12 years ago. I mean, you would walk around Williamsburg 10 years ago and see people dress in this exact way. So if you want to be cynical about it in a different way, you can say, oh, yeah, he's repurposing and recycling, but he's actually repurposing and recycling this thing from a few years ago that's actually maybe less interesting than repurposing a Confederate flag.
Okay.
It has different political meaning.
We're going to dive on in, but you followed him closely. You see a lot, and you say, don't shrug it off. It's just marketing. Pay attention to this guy.
It doesn't, I mean, to be honest, the thing that I think you can always rely on with Kanye West is it's always more substantive than it may seem from a distance.
Okay, we're paying attention. John Caramonica, pop music critic for the New York Times, joined us there from Brooklyn. John, thank you very much.
Be well, man.
Let's hear from Kanye West himself. 2 weeks ago, he was in the studios of LA radio station KAMP. DJ Michael Boros asked Kanye about his Confederate flag tour merchandise, or merch, as they say, and the controversy that he's courted. Kanye pretty much threw down the gauntlet. Here's the exchange.
It was about the tour merch and the Confederate flags and the skeleton imagery and things like that. I mean, do you think people are overreacting with this?
React how you want. Like I said, any energy you got is good energy. You know, the Confederate flag represented slavery, in a way, that's my abstract take on what I know about it, right? So I made the song New Slaves. So I took the Confederate flag and made it my flag. It's my flag now. Now what you gonna do?
I took the Confederate flag and made it my flag. It's my flag now. Now what you gonna do? Kanye West there just 2 weeks ago. He's selling it. He's wearing it. We want to look at this. Let's go to our panel, or begin to. With us from Louisville, Kentucky, writer and humorist Tracy Clayton, staff writer at BuzzFeed.com, tweets under the handle Brokey McPoverty. Her work has appeared at TheRoot.com, Madame Noir, Ebony Magazine. Tracy Clayton, welcome. Wonderful to have you with us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great to have you. And with us from Pasadena, California, Mark Anthony Thompson, a.k.a. Chocolate Genius, singer-songwriter, best known as the head of the musical collective Chocolate Genius Incorporated, produced soundtracks, provided songs for the 2003 film American Splendor, for AMC's Breaking Bad, and more. Has toured with Bruce Springsteen. His albums include Black Music, Black Yankee Rock, and Swan Songs. Not coincidentally for this conversation, his 05 album, Black Yankee Rock, featured a Confederate flag in the black and green colors of the African National Congress. He's kind of been there. Mark Anthony Thompson, welcome. Great to have you here as well.
Thank you, Tom. Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
It's great to have everybody here. John McWhorter joins us in a minute. Tracy Clayton, hey, you've come up in the South, and now here's Kanye West to tell you and everybody else, I took the Confederate flag and made it my flag. It's my flag now. Can he do that? Can he reappropriate this symbol, Tracy?
That's a question that I have been asking myself since New Slaves came out, I think. I think that as a Southerner, I felt very, very confused to see this person who was from Chicago, as far as I know, born and bred in Chicago, appropriate such a very location-specific emblem, you know? And I mean, granted, I know that during the Great Migration, Chicago was the endpoint for a lot of Southern blacks who were fleeing the South.
Sure.
So it's very likely that it's got, you know, family in the South. Maybe he spent summers here. Maybe that's what sort of influenced whatever relationship he has with the flag. But it just seems like this would be a fight that would, I guess, logically be manned by people who are oppressed by this image and this flag daily.
I throw these Maybach keys. I wear my heart on the sleeve. I know that we the new slave. I see the blood on the leaf. I see the blood on the leaf. I see the blood on the leaf. I know that we the new slave. I see the blood on the leaf. They throwing hate at me. Want me to stay at ease. In your corporation, y'all can't control me. I know that we the new slave. I know that we the new slave. I'm about to wow the hell out. I'm going Bobby Boucher. I know that Clinton ain't free. You mean ain't me. Y'all throwing contracts at me. You know that don't read. Throw up some Maybach keys. Say la vie. I know that we the new slave. Can't mess with me. Can't mess with ye. Y'all can't mess with ye. I move my family out the country so you can't see where I stay. So go and
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour about Kanye West selling, sporting the Confederate flag, saying it's his flag now. The controversy and the challenge of appropriating old symbols to new meanings, or trying to. Tracy Clayton is with us from Louisville, Kentucky, writer and humorist at TheRoot.com and more. Tweets under Brokey McPoverty. Mark Anthony Thompson is with us from Pasadena, California. Chocolate Genius Incorporated, his group, host of the radio show Honeygun Power Hour on WGXC. Albums like Black Yankee Rock and Swan Songs. Mark Kennedy Thompson, what's your reaction here right off the bat? I mean, Tracy says, hey, wait a minute. You know, I've come up in the South, and that means something specific and regional here, but it's got national power as well. Can a star, even if Kanye's scale, take this one on and shift the meaning of it?
You know, a lot of things have been said so far that I just have to not take issue with, but Tracy, I respect it totally, but I feel like Malcolm X said, when you're south of the Canadian border, you're in the deep South as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I'm black. You know, I was born black. I'll die black. I'm black 24 hours a day. It's not, I don't think it's a Southern thing to me. I think maybe it resonates more because wherever you have a concentration of black people, race is always going to be a prime subject. You know what I'm saying? In the black community, race is always a prime subject. In the white community, I doubt that it's talked about at all until things like this come up. I know I was here in Los Angeles when the Rodney King verdict came down. I was here in Los Angeles when O.J. Simpson took to the highway. And, you know, as race becomes an issue and it becomes a conversation point, you start to learn things about people that sometimes you don't necessarily want to know. So for me, whether it's people wearing blackface on Halloween or now talking about this new, very tiny controversy, you know, race is an issue and you learn things about people. So that's kind of why it's a good thing to put energy in that direction. But as far as I'm concerned, you're asking, can he do that? I think he's already done that. And I think the quote he gave, energy, any energy you have is good energy. You can just substitute that word for money, attention, whatever you want to do. And I think that with the glut of records that are coming out, that artists that are putting out product now, and the dire sales of this dinosaur of an economy of the record business that's dying, I'm not surprised that people will go to any length to try to draw attention to a tour or to, you know, a record or a release.
Well, you think that's all this is? Because that's not, I mean, that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking if he can take the Confederate flag and change its meaning by the way he treats it, wears it, sells it.
Of course you can. Of course you can. I mean, you know, gay people took over the word queer, fag. I mean, of course you can. But I think it's giving him a lot of credence. And John Caramonica, who I know and respect well, I think he's giving him quite a bit of... it's a brilliant move. This is a man that's married to Kim Kardashian. That's all I need to say.
Maybe that's all you need to say.
I heard a great quote the other day. Someone said that here's a man who has no problem claiming something that the rest of the world finds repulsive and calling it his own in terms of that union there. But
let me share. I've been reading what lots of people have been saying here. Let me share with you, Mark Anthony Thompson and Tracy Clinton.
Sure.
Here's just a sampling of responses. I mean, here's Blair Kelly. She's at North Carolina State. Says, why do you want the symbol of terrorism of your ancestors as your symbol? Now you want to adopt the symbol of a terrorist because you're so special you can turn it into something else. She's not buying it. Here's another. This is Daisha Mitchell at NYU at This Week in Blackness. She says, Kanye West thinks his fetishized brand of awesome is enough to change the Confederate flag, but a flash in the pan will not rewrite the long history of racism in the 20th and 21st centuries. She says, slapping the Confederate flag on leather jogging pants does not make it Kanye's flag. Now it just makes Kanye another agent of racial oppression, and he's too ignorant to know the difference. On the other hand, here's Lincoln Anthony Blades, says, it's absolutely awesome because he's attempting to appropriate the largest symbol of white power, privilege, and racial dominance known to African Americans. And Tracy, I mean, Mark Anthony Thompson says, sure, you can take on big symbols and change them. It's been done before. What about this one, Tracy? Could he chip away at what it's meant?
I think it absolutely is possible to reappropriate and sort of redefine the Confederate flag. Can Kanye do it on his own? No, I don't think so, just because as in some of the comments that you just read, you know, I mean, it's a huge task. Reappropriation doesn't happen just because someone says, OK, this doesn't mean this anymore because I say so. You know, it takes a very, very long time. And I think that one of the dangers in what Kanye is trying to do, and I mean, I appreciate what he's trying to do. I just think he's kind of going about it in a messy sort of way.
Okay.
Because Kanye is doing this and he's operating from a seat of privilege, right?
Yes. He says so. He says, look, I'm big. I'm so big I can do this.
Right, right. And in that, he's not really considering the ramifications that could present themselves for people who are elsewhere, who, again, are victimized by this flag every single day. And Mark Anthony, I know that earlier you said that Malcolm X's amazing quote, you know, as long as you're south of Canada, then you're in the South. It's true. But black people are not monoliths, as of course, you know. And I mean, the black American experience is different everywhere, having lived both in the South and outside of the South. I know that it's very, very different. So I think it's one thing for Kanye, who does not have to worry about being physically accosted, let's say, by somebody in that flag. It's very different for him versus someone, say, in Louisiana or even in Kentucky, where I am, who knows that feeling of like fear when they see like someone shrouded in the flag, or when they see it on somebody's truck. I mean, it's just different. It just feels different. And I'm very skeptical of his true reach, I guess, or his true appreciation of the flag just because of where he is, I guess, socially, and beyond.
Yeah.
It's just very complicated.
What do you say,
Jeff? You're absolutely right. It is complicated, but that's a moot point, whether he's coming. If he wasn't coming from a position of privilege, we wouldn't be sitting here talking about it. And I feel like, you know, that it's like the N-word. And I don't even know if I can say it. I'm opting out just because I don't know what you do on NPR.
N-word
here, but,
territory about as far as we can go. But
okay, fine. But it's like the N-word. So you can tell in the way that it's addressed. Now, speaking of taking a word back and taking all the power out of a word or taking the power out of something, you know as well as I do, Tracy, that depending on how that word is addressed and who it's coming from, it's got a different intent. So for me, if I'm at a concert and I see, you know, 10 kids walking around in some leather pants with a union flag on it, or if I'm driving home at 4 in the morning and there's a pickup truck behind me and I see it on the bumper sticker as it passed me and then all of a sudden it's behind me and the lights go out, it's a little different. So I think that, you know, whether I'm in Louisiana, my father was from Boley, Oklahoma. Hmm. He moved to California in that migration when a lot of people came from Oklahoma. And my father found that racism in the South was refreshing because he knew where it was. He knew where George Wallace was coming from. But in places like California, New York or whatever, it might be a little bit more insidious. I would like you to how is it harmful? That's what I'm not hearing here. I mean, this is a man who got up and said that, you know, George Bush doesn't like black people. I don't think he's been known for his subtlety or his thinking things through. I think he is a brilliant a brilliant marketer. I like his new record a lot. Lyrically, I'm not always down with it, but the energy on it and the music and what he's doing, I love the new record.
How is it harmful? So, what about it? I mean, Tracy, in the past, it's funny that we even asked that question, I guess, means something, because it once meant something as divisive as can be in terms of our whole country and very threatening in terms of African-Americans. And now Mark Anthony Thompson can ask you how it's harmful. What do you say?
Right. I think it's very telling that that is a question that is asked. I don't know that I know anyone down here in the South who would ask how it's harmful. And I guess what I was trying to get at earlier is that Kanye putting on a shirt with the Confederate flag and walking down the street in Chicago is very different from, let's say, someone down here, a black person, putting on a Confederate flag and maybe walking into into a bar that's got a bunch of, you know, quote unquote rednecks in it. You know, it's different. There's an immediate threat there because there's going to be some sort of interaction based on this image and this flag and what it means. And I mean, the potential for actual violence is a lot bigger in the latter situation than Kanye walking around with the flag. I mean, I'm trying to find a very, very smart way to say that it's just different in the South. But it's just different. You know, I went to a school where every single day I had to walk through, I had to walk past Confederate flags because the second floor of one of the boys' dorms, for example, in every single window there was a Confederate flag.
Wow.
One of the dorms was named after Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy. There was a bust of him in the library. So it was very inescapable, and just the feeling of walking through land where that's okay and where these people are heroes, it really makes you feel sort of kicked in the stomach, sort of, because what's happening is I have been erased from American Southern history, basically, because people who sort of celebrate this icon and the Confederacy in general are saying, yeah, you know, it was this great time. It was founded on these great standards and everything. But they leave out all the really, really ugly and hurtful things.
Can still, you know, they be essentially very leave real right now.
You know, but though, Tracy, I mean, I'm not, I feel like we've gotten off on the wrong thing. I don't want to be divisive in between the Northern and the Southern Negro, but I feel like the fact that you were able to walk on that campus and you chose to walk on that campus, for me, if I see that flag in a window, then I know there's an idiot in there that I want to avoid. If it's Halloween and five people walk past me in blackface, I know those are idiots that I don't want to talk to. I don't necessarily feel like I have the right to, like, you know, get on my Facebook page and be outraged at this thing. There's idiots all over the place. You know, North, South, there's going to be idiots all over the place. You know, a few years back, I played a club in Boston, which will remain nameless for two reasons, because I can't remember the name of it, but also because it doesn't need to be promoted. And, you know, there was a Confederate flag behind the stage. I was on tour with an artist named Chris Whitley, so we played some venues that probably wouldn't have been open to Chocolate Genius Incorporated. Not open, but wouldn't have been places we would have played. They weren't our crowd. So we went out with him because that's what I try to do. I try to go places where
mix
I wouldn't.
Mix it up. Yep.
Exactly. I want to grab new people, which is the other reason I'm here today.
Good.
But there was a Confederate flag on the stage, and then the vibe in the club was a little funny. Offensive, yes. Offensive, yes. But by the same token, it's like, I like when I know where people are coming from. I would much rather have, you know, someone know where they're coming from rather than have this insidious racism that exists. Let me give you another small example. Last night I went to see 12 Years a Slave, which is a whole nother topic because I feel like Kanye West, it's not that groundbreaking. Think about it right now. Slavery's hot. Django Unchained, big yep. blockbuster movie. Yep. 12 Years a Slave. I mean, you know, there's about to be the Nelson Mandela documentary movie coming out. So race is like, you know, in the same way that you look at how many gay people are on television now, things hit a certain mass tipping point, and there it is. So whether Kanye's calculated or not, I'm not saying that he's not crude in the way that he does approach his ideas. But by the same token, it's 2013.
Yes, like, and still there's heat on this symbol. I want to look at that. We got to just take a little turn here. We're talking about Kanye wearing, selling the Confederate flag. What that means, what symbols can be appropriated, reappropriated, even after a whole lot of history. Mark Anthony Thompson, Tracy Clayton, please stand by. With us right now from New York is John McWhorter, professor of linguistics and Western civilization at Columbia University, author of the forthcoming Language Hoax, Why the World Looks the Same in Every Language, also author of All About the Beat, Why Hip-Hop Can't Save Black America, and Defining Creole. John McWhorter, welcome back to On Point. Great to have you right here.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Let me read a couple things to you. Here's Al Sharpton on Kanye West and the Confederate flag. He says boycott the whole tour, the Yeezus tour. Al Sharpton says the Confederate flag symbolizes dehumanization, injustice, and pain. It is a stark reminder of an era in history that was defined by the abhorrent practice of slavery. It's representative of a mentality that looks upon blacks as inferiors who needed to remain in the shackles of subservience. On the other hand, you've got people writing about this. John, here's Lincoln Anthony Blade say, talking about the Confederate flag, the unimpeachable symbol of white power is now nothing more, with Kanye wearing it, selling it, than a fascist statement that Kanye wants to own and minimize, just like black culture and history is appropriated by whites every day. And he thinks Kanye's kind of pulling it off. What do you think, John?
I would have to go more with Blades than with Sharpton. As far as what the Confederate flag means, I think we can't help noticing that I think we know, especially anybody who's listening to this show, it's not new that it's a highly offensive symbol. And we seem to talk about this flag a lot. Something pops up about once a year.
Yeah.
And what that means is that when we're talking about symbols that offend us, I think it's important to realize that saying that you're hurt by the symbol cannot be thought of as the goal of the whole discussion. Yes, we're hurt by it for reasons that we've all been through millions and millions of times. Mm-hmm. But there's a point after which we've said that a great many times, and there's still people out there who keep popping up with the flag. Saying we're hurt doesn't solve the problem. That's only the beginning. You have to get more creative. And I think that appropriating symbols like that is something that very often works. And so as far as Kanye West goes, I think that in terms of his public conduct in general, he is a perfect idiot. However, even a stopped clock is right twice a day. And on this one, I really think that he's onto something. People started calling Obamacare that because they thought of it as a slur. The Obama administration took it up, and now we just think of it as a word. Queer is something that you can see a clip of Bill Buckley throwing at Gore Vidal on TV back in, I think, 1969. Mm-hmm. Now, calling
queer
somebody
versus
a
Nazi,
queer,
I think it was there.
Yeah, crypto-Nazi, and then Buckley came back with, listen, you little queer. Mm. Now queer would be kind of a dishwater term to throw because it was appropriated. And so I think that really what we have to understand is this. This is something that's very important. This doesn't have to be about Kanye West. I think we need to avoid getting caught up in the frisson of his celebrity and how interesting it is that somebody can come from below and become a big star. That we've been through as well. Mm-hmm. It's not just whether or not he can walk around with something on his pants. The idea is whether he can start a movement where what we do about that damned flag, sorry for the profanity, is instead of somebody puts the flag in their dorm window and we go boo hoo hoo, we're hurt. Kind of gets old, and after a while it doesn't work. Somebody puts the flag in their window, but then it turns out that somebody is wearing the thing on their T-shirt. And, well, it kind of negates it, and so we end up really defending ourselves and doing something about it instead of the rather static gesture of saying year after year, I am offended, and then reciting a history that everybody is aware of anyway. And so I think that really this makes sense. It's not whether Kanye can have something on his pants. It's whether we can have a bunch of enlightened people kicking back by wearing that on their own shirts, and we would stop having this discussion in about 10 years.
John McWhorter, please stand by. It's great to have you right here in New York. Mark Anthony Thompson in Pasadena, California. Tracy Clayton in Louisville, Kentucky. LL Cool J and Brad Paisley with Accidental Racist kind of backfired. We'll be right back. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
If you don't judge my do-rag, I won't judge your red flag.
But
not everything we've done.
I'll forget the iron chain.
It ain't like you and me can rewrite history.
Maybe over Black Yankee Run.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. Behind us right here, Chocolate Genius. Our guest today, Mark Anthony Thompson, with his group there, It's Going Wrong, from their 2005 album, Black Yankee Rock. Right now, it's Kanye West who's getting a lot of attention with his latest tour, the Yeezus tour. He's all over the place, and he is selling and wearing the Confederate flag, saying it's his flag now, that he'll decide what it means now, that he's reappropriating the symbol of American rebellion and, for a long time, white supremacy. Mark Anthony Thompson, Chocolate Genius, is with us today to look at that, along with Tracy Clayton, writer and humorist, writes at The Root, tweets at Brokey McPoverty, and joins us from Louisville, Kentucky. John McWhorter's here from New York, Columbia University, author of Language Hoax and All About the Beat. Tracy, Mark, John, lots of response online. Let me give you just a little bit. Atake says, if nothing else, Kanye is taking the wind out of the sail behind the Confederate flag. I hope racists in this country are cringing, Atake writes. But Lily says, you know, you can add meaning to words and symbols, but you can't take meaning away. I want to talk about that, ask about that. Hello Kitty says, I think Kanye knows how to manipulate controversial topics to feed his own ego. I don't know if that makes him worthy of our praise. I don't know if this is even praise. We're just talking here. She goes on to write, I think Kanye trying to appropriate the Confederate flag is the same thing as black people who use the N-word. I don't believe in either of those things, she writes. As a mixed-race, black and white young woman with ancestors who were slaves and a great-grandfather who was the product of slave rape, the N-word will never be acceptable to me. It's shameful and vitriolic for all humanity. All right, there's a range. Tracy, we'll go first to Tracy and ask if John McWhorter's argument is softening up your view a little bit, Tracy, or not. That this is how you crack big, tough symbols. You sort of, you put your hand on them, you start to own them and maybe change them. What do you think, Tracy?
I actually did not disagree with much of what Mr. McWhorter said. I think my biggest qualm with this is that I'm just sort of mistrustful of Kanye's intent overall. I definitely think that there is a lot of good and a lot of power, excuse me, empowerment that comes with reclaiming hurtful words and symbols and gestures. I'm a huge fan of the N-word coming out of black mouths. I say it myself several times a day. So, I mean, I know it's possible. I just don't know that. Well, for instance, when Kanye said, you know, it's my flag now, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I didn't feel like he was saying it's our flag now. Like, you know, it's black people's flags now. He meant this is literally Kanye's flag. Like, I just feel like it's a pretty narcissistic endeavor. But I mean, as Mr. McWhorter was saying, the good news is that this conversation is happening and that it's a good way to at least hopefully elevate this conversation to a point where something is done, I guess, where things need to be done. So,
Mark Anthony Thompson, how about you? This is the next step? Take it, own it, wear it?
The next step toward what? I mean, as John was talking before, I got to say I agree with him completely. But my question is, let's get past, you can take Kanye out of this. If we don't say his name again for the rest of the show, I think it's fine. But to me, the bigger question is race like the last frontier here? It's like, it seems to me, I'm not talking about a post-racial America because we have, you know, Obama in the White House. I'm talking about, at this point, it seems to me, and Tracy also with, God, it just brings up so many issues. The fact that you're pleased when the N-word comes out of black people's mouths. I'm pleased when the N-word comes out of anybody's mouth because it's to me, you can just substitute it for the word dude now. You know what I'm saying?
Do you
it's
really like, mean that by anybody's mouth, out of a white person's
well,
mouth?
Well, come on. I mean it in the colloquial way. I don't mean it, you know, in the same way that I don't like it if someone says you're a jerk. You know what I'm saying? There's a bad way to say, hey, dude. And so what I'm saying is it's not necessarily, if it's someone's yelling at me in a horrible way that we know what they mean and the intent behind there, but that's not what I'm talking about. But even in that instance, the power will be taken out of that notion because of the way that the word's been used before that.
I mean, as a white guy, I don't feel free to use that as dude. I wouldn't even consider it, even with racist intent.
That's generational. I'm sure that's generational. I don't know how old you are, but I'm certain that's generational.
Okay, I hope my kids are not just throwing it this way and that.
I think when we're talking about race, I think the whole thing we're talking about here is looking. When you talk about problems that we're solving, we're talking about the future now. And I don't know what your kids are going to be saying in 5 or 10 years, but I will assume and guarantee that that word will have a lot less leverage than it did 10 years ago and than it does now.
What do you say, John? The N-word, the Confederate flag, are we at the place where we can start to get over that hump? I mean, you know, A Tribe Called Quest frontman Q-Tip, he's performing with Kanye, the name that shall not be uttered tonight. And he says, mm-hmm. I love Kanye, but my people continue to suffer psychologically from hardships that happened under that banner. That goes after the race suffering that you want to get beyond, but Q-Tip doesn't feel so cool about it.
This is what's important about this. As far as the N-word goes, what we've seen is that that word has been appropriated. And what Tracy says, I think, is very typical of a new generation. And I think it's a healthy thing, too. But there is the idea that we can say it, but they can't. And we have to be careful with something like this T-shirt in that there's a danger that beckons, which is that if this word is used in that jolly way, then as Mark Anthony is implying, there are going to be white people who feel like they can use it with that same jolly meaning. And we're going to kind of wonder about it. We've seen that last week on the Miami Dolphins with Richie Incognito using the N-word and black players saying that he is an honorary black person and that he's allowed to use it. So if we're going to have these shirts become a kind of a smart cafe latte fashion statement yes. with a certain kind of black college student putting it up in their room, we have to be prepared for certain enlightened modern whites to decide that they too can put up the Confederate flag or wear it on that shirt in that same fellow traveler kind of sentiment. And we have to understand that maybe they can wear it and mean it the same way that we would. I'm not sure if we're prepared for that. So that's one danger in what I think Kanye West is advocating.
It can flow in all kinds of ways. We have lots of listeners who've been waiting so patiently to get on the air. Let me begin to turn to them. Go first to Ron in Nashville, Tennessee. Ron, thank you very much for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom. Yes, I am calling you from Nashville, deep south, where right off the interstate we have a statue of Bedford Forrest and six other Confederate flags that are, you know, that are right there by him. And
big generals, yep.
Pulaski, Tennessee. So I am in the deep south, and we see a lot of this. Does it bother us? No, it doesn't, you know. And I think it's just a big marketing scheme. I think it bothers more older people or people that just want to keep something, that want to keep racism alive. You have a lot of young black and white kids that use the N-word all the time. Most black and white kids under 30 now, they use that word. Now, if you get in places like up north, real college-educated people, maybe they don't use it as much because I feel like they feel like they're more intellectual, where their vernacular doesn't call for that. You're not going to see that much. But I think it's a big marketing scheme for Kanye, and I applaud him for that.
You applaud him for it. Ron, let me ask you, would you wear the Confederate flag as a fashion statement or as a political statement as a black man in Nashville or just around town?
Yeah, I wear it as a fashion statement. I wouldn't want to make no political statement of it. I wouldn't have no problem. If I had a nice pair of jeans and Nikes to go along with it,
shit. Ron, you're a liberated man. We hear it in many directions. I appreciate your call. One more from down your way, but further. Montgomery, Alabama. Jason is calling. Jason, thank you for calling. You're on the air. What do you think?
Hi, thanks. I'm calling. I think I'm with the previous caller. I think it's a big marketing scheme, and to frame Kanye as some type of freedom fighter or the one that we can depend on to raise important issues like this is absolutely ludicrous. I almost think it's a little silly to discuss it on NPR. I listen to the show a lot. It's kind of, I think it's playing into his hands. But the other part of it is I want to kind of dismiss some things. I kind of feel like over the course of the show, it kind of seemed like, you know, people of color should be tiptoeing around every corner in the South because there's someone waiting to hit them over the head. I'm 31 years old, and I am mixed. And if you see me, you probably think I was Mexican or Middle Eastern first. But my wife is black, and she's you know, pretty dark. But you know, that's not the case. And being in my generation, we can't look at racism and consider it to be oppressed by it. My dad is 70. He grew up in Lyons County. He explains to me that when he used to see the police coming, he'd be walking down the street. He'd have to jump in the bushes because you wouldn't know what they do. My world isn't like that.
So let me just put the same question to you then, John. In Alabama, you've got mixed ancestry. Okay. We're willing to risk playing into Kanye's hands to have an interesting conversation about a very potent symbol. Would you wear it on a T-shirt, across your chest, on a bag, on your shoulder?
I wouldn't wear it. I wouldn't wear it. Because to me, it's almost like it's a non-issue and that it does have a history behind it.
Yeah.
But I'm not impacted, and the people I love aren't impacted on a daily basis. I really don't care. I mean, maybe maybe if it was like a Dukes of Hazzard shirt. I like Dukes of Hazzard growing up, so maybe if it was that, they had a better flag.
You can play it all kinds of ways. Jason, you're great as well. And one more. We'll take it back to the panel. Francis in West Palm Beach, Florida. Francis, you're on the air. Thanks for calling. What do you think?
Hi. Well, I'm a 53-year-old white native Floridian liberal whose father had Confederate flags around the house, and I don't know the best approach generationally or what have you, but it seems like through the years, the only kind of change that's made is in-your-face kind of stuff. And so I see it around here, like Ms. Clayton says, the Confederate flags on the pickup trucks. My niece is worried about me because I have liberal bumper stickers. But the only kind of change in hundreds of years have been people risking it, you know. Like, and I'm not saying Mr. West is on level with Martin Luther King or Obama, but I think he's not safe, and he is courageous for doing it this way, because I'm worried about the Obama's lives. I know what people are like down here. There's insidious racism.
What did your dad mean when he hung Confederate flags up around the house? What did he mean by that, Francis?
Well, he would say it's history, not hate. And I said, but it was a history of hate. What does it reflect? It reflects horrible things. And but, you know, he was my father, and I respected, he said, he told me once, he said, look, I'm trying to change, but I'm from the South in the 30s, and I am who I am.
History,
and his father was probably a card-carrying KKK member.
Yeah, history, not hate, though it sometimes those two converge. What an interesting issue, however we end up in the middle of it. Okay, dear panel, John, Mark, Tracy, I mean, you hear our listeners' response. We've got more online. I mean, here, you know, this question of, I mean, here I'm reading somebody saying, we have power over images, and yet images have awfully strong power. One of our listeners, John McWhorter, writes, how would this compare to a Jewish person trying to reclaim the swastika? That's maybe more recent, but maybe not. Civil rights here, the Confederate flag got a big workout on the white supremacist side. I mean, how great is this power of reclamation, John?
It's enormous. It's really very simple. When Kanye West says, what are you going to do about it? That is a more constructive place to leave this than I'm hurt. I'm hurt does about half of it. But then you've got a kind of a hardcore. And next is you have to do something more confrontational and more proactive. And quite frankly, I think that as far as Jews trying to reclaim the swastika, if those were the conditions today, that would be a very healthy and most likely very effective strategy. What we want is, what are you going to do about it? And if you think about it, what are they going to do? Make up a new flag? Nobody's going to do that. We've gotten further than that. What are you going to do about it? And the fact is, they're going to knock it off. That's black power.
Hey, but Mark, how do you know if you revive this, if you say, I've taken ownership of this, you put it on the T-shirt, people put it on their chest, how do you know what meaning it comes to have? It could mock and sort of pull down some of the bad old meaning. How do you know it's not going to reinforce it, get adopted right back to its old violent origin?
Well, I mean, that's the risk, I guess, in moving forward in a direction like that. I think that, I can't agree more with John, first of all. John McWhorter, it's nice to meet you. But I feel like the question is not so much, what are you going to do about it? I feel like the bigger question here is, what are we going to do about it? And I don't mean we as black people. I just mean we as citizens of this planet. It seems like you've got Russell Brand out there, you know, pushing apathy. I'm not saying that I want people to just, you know, calmly stop talking about race and let it go away. But we do have to make some attempt to move forward. If conversations like this can promote it, and there can be a time when my children and that brother they called a minute ago has got children that of mixed race children or whatever. There are going to be so many mixed race kids in the world soon. It's not going to matter anyway. But
this is an active way of addressing it. This is a stick of dynamite to push things, move things.
And I think it's great. I think it's great. And if Kanye West, however he came to it, I love also that John came up with my new favorite oxymoron, perfect idiot. But if this is how we're going to move forward, and if 10 years from now we could actually be here and we could just have continued talking about the Philippines for another hour, that would be great. And I can't agree more with your listener talking about NPR. We're sitting here talking about Kanye West on NPR. It's, you know, it's if these are the times we live in, then let's go on and live past them.
Hey, I think it's bigger than one guy, Tracy. But what about our gentleman here welcoming the Confederate flag? You're sitting in Louisville, and I just wonder how that hits your ear.
Firstly, I just wanted to say very quickly that if I have painted the South to be some sort of barbaric place where white people are beating black people over the head every day, I did not intend to.
We know.
It's definitely not that. So
I saw 12 Years a Slave last night.
Okay. Thank heavens that wasn't filmed about yesterday.
I'm not okay. Going down there.
point taken, Tracy.
Scary.
And still, here's a symbol. Here's an icon, Tracy. You ready to wear it?
Me personally, no. But I would love to see a day where, you know, it could be actually organically reclaimed and redefined as the N-word. I'm not pushing against that. I just, it's not today. Hopefully that we'll get there one day. But I will not be wearing a Confederate flag pantsuit tomorrow.
Even if Kanye sends it to you nicely wrapped with a bow on top and says, "This is the future, own it, baby."
I will send him a very lovely thank you card, and I'll put it in my closet.
Hey, could you send me the shirt, though? I'll wear it, Tracy.
Yeah. All right.
I'll send you one. Send it to me.
Everybody's stepping up to make a fashion statement, but Tracy's going to keep that one in the closet for now. Maybe a day will come. Interesting. What a symbol. Interesting conversation, no matter where its origins may lie. I want to thank all three of you. Tracy Clayton, writer, humorist at TheRoot.com, at BuzzFeed.com, tweets under Brokey McPoverty. We'll follow that. Tracy, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was fun.
It was. Mark Anthony Thompson, Chocolate Genius, in Pasadena, California today. Latest albums of Swan Song, God Music, Black Music. Mark Anthony Thompson, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and it's a pleasure to meet my fellow panelists.
Yes, John McWhorter, thanks especially to you. I'm Tom Ashbrook. Thanks for joining us. This is On Point.